Welcome everyone to another episode of Shalicast. As always, I'm joined by Hydro, and today we have a special episode. We're going to be doing a presentation on what is a lolly and what is a shota. So we'll be basically giving our perspective on what classifies as a lolly and what classifies as a shota. So on this intro page here, you got Young Link, who is clearly a shota, and Anya, who is clearly a lolly. Next slide.
Okay. Yes, I'm doing the slide moving and commentary, and all credit goes to Dr. X for making this presentation. We both have been talking about doing this episode, but Dr. X is the one who put it all together. So, all right, let's move on to the next slide.
Basically, we're going to be talking from the Western Shota and Lolly NSFW community perspective. So this could be different from the Japanese perspective. That's even though the terms in Shota and Lolly originated from Japan. Because, you know, there's differences in history, experiences, laws, and culture between the Western and Japanese communities. Since Hydro and I are both Westerners, we can speak with more authority about the Western community than Japanese community, since we're not Japanese and we're not in that community. So that's why we wanted to speak from the Western perspective.
Authority.
Yes.
Just like Baldur's Gate. Authority. Yep.
And, you know, of course, we all owe a lot to the Japanese Shota and Lolly community and the
Nerino. Big time.
Yeah, they basically started off in a lot of ways. So we're very, very thankful for the art and culture. Next slide. Okay, so what are Shotas and Lollies?
If it wasn't already obvious for the community, but yeah we're just going to give like a summary of it. Go ahead.
You'd be surprised, because some people are like,
oh, that's true.
Shotas and Lollies are characters under 18. And they are not, for various reasons, and we'll go over that as well. But Shotas and Lollies are pre-pubertal looking characters. So what that means is it's characters that look like they haven't gone through puberty yet, or at the very most, they might have just barely started it. So, you know, stuff like, you know, like very small breasts might be fine for a lolly, but the point of it is that they pretty much, for the most part, look like they haven't started puberty. So that is the point. So the age of the character and the mental maturity of the character does not matter. So what that means is that Shotas and Lollies are not just characters that are under 18. That is not what they are. And it really doesn't matter how mature the act or the personality or whatever. Next slide.
So what you're saying essentially is age is not a factor in the look, or like it does not impact whether they are considered Shota or Lolly, basically.
No, nope. They does not impact it at all.
So that whole 500 vampire lolly, if physically they look like pre-pubertal lolly, they're a lolly.
Yes. So this is just a slide going over all the reasons why age does not matter for Shotas and Lollies. And, you know, one of the reasons for that is, you know, this is fiction, so creators have full control over how their character looks. So they don't have to, they can make a, you know, a 12-year-old character who looks like they're 30 years old. They can make a 60-year-old character who looks like they're 9. That doesn't matter. They can do whatever they want. And of course there's some characters who are not even human, so it's not like they have to adhere to the same standard of aging as humans do. An example of that would be robots. A robot could have been made like 1 year ago, but you know, physically look like a 30-year-old or 20-year-old, whatever. So they don't have to follow the human aging standards at all. Age at best is a predictor of whether the character is a shoto or a loli. So, you know, usually a character that's 9 years old will be a shoto or a loli, but not necessarily. An obvious example of where it wouldn't be the case would be what I just described, like a robot that is 9 years old, but, you know, looks like they're an adult physically. And, you know, yep. A character that is 6 years old will probably not be a shoto or a loli, but they could be. All right, next slide. So there's also practical reasons to disregard age when deciding a character is a shoto or a loli. See, on the left here, you have an image of Naoi from Fire Emblem. She's a century year old, so she's one of those classic dragon lollies who are very old but are clearly lollies. So, you know, a person who does not know this character will look at the character and just think that she's a lolly. And yep, they'd like be me. Correct. Yeah, they'd be correct. And thinking that it's a lolly. So, in other words, the first impressions is going to be that they're a lolly for people. So that's important for practicality, right? You know, and the certain people who don't like shoto or loli are not going to be swayed by the whole thing. I was saying, you know, but they're like centuries old. They're older than me, bro. Yeah, they're not going to be swayed by that. So it's not like you can use that as some kind of defense and saying, well, you know, Naoi's like a grown woman. You know, she's centuries old. She's old, man. It's like, no, it's not going to work. And it doesn't really matter, honestly.
No, it doesn't. Fictional characters.
Yes. And then the character on the right is Android 16 from Dragon Ball Z. And he is 0 years old. I'm pretty sure most people in their right mind would not call him a shoto, despite being technically very young. So, as you can see, age is not really a factor. Throw it out. Mental maturity does not matter. It doesn't matter how mature the character is. And kind of going back on the same point as before, a person who is like, you know, just sees a character, they're not going to know how mentally mature the character is, most likely, just from looking at them. They're going to notice the body type. So that's, in other words, appearance is going to factor into whether they think it's shoto or loli. And of course, people who don't like shoto or loli, they're not going to fall for the, you know, the mature for their age defense. So it's not very practical to you know, weigh whether a loli or shoto is based on mental maturity.
Yep.
So we've established that age and mental maturity don't matter. But you know, if you like shotas or lollies that are like under 10 or like under 12 or whatever, it's perfectly fine. Doesn't matter. If you prefer shotas that are shotas or lollies that are, you know, have a kind of a childish mentality or you know, personality, that's absolutely fine. Nothing wrong with that. So don't worry.
Yeah, it's kind of like the other way to look at it is like everybody kind of like has like a preference of like what kind of look they want for a loli or shota. And sometimes some people will apply like a specific age to it as well. And there's, you know, that's totally up to you if you want to do that.
Yeah. It's I mean, basically, if a, you know, a person likes shotas or lolis that are canonically underage, or, and by that I mean under 18, or like you know, under 12 or whatever, or they, if they like a, you know, shoto or lolis that, you know, don't act like adults, or they might prefer the ones that do act like adults, and there are some characters like that. So it all comes down to preference. So pretty much that's what it is. So appearance is what determines Shota or Loli. So basically the idea is that Shotas and Lolis have bodies that generally look like they haven't gone through puberty yet. And as we talked about before, you know, some early signs of puberty like small breasts are okay, but you can't put too much signs of puberty into the character, or it's basically gonna push them into other categories that are not Shota or Loli. So the name of the game is pre-puberty. So we're gonna be going into some other kinds of characters that are not like pure Shotas or Lolis. They might be, you know, Shotas with an asterisk or Lolis with an asterisk, or they might not be Shotas or Lolis whatsoever, or they might be kind of like related to them in some way or have similar characteristics, but basically they're not pure Shotas and Lolis. Okay, so the first one we'll be talking about is Opai Loli. So these are basically characters that have the Loli body type, except they have larger breasts. So I think most people know what Anya from Spy Family looks like. So if you can't think of what that would look like, just imagine Anya with Spy from Spy X Family with big tits and no other changes. And it's kind of an upsetting image.
Hard to picture, but it'd be yeah. But yes, yeah. Yep.
Probably make it hard for her to walk.
I know. And like there are actually, I've seen artwork of Opai Lolis that basically like where their tits are almost like down to like their knees. And like, I'm just like, how do they even function?
So there's a character, this character type known as short stacks. So but they are not lollies, and they are not Opai lollies, because the whole point of a short stack is that they're very curvy. So that what that usually means is that they have larger breasts and large ass and large hips. So it's basically like a very like almost exaggerated like adult female characteristics, and the what sets them apart from a general curvy adult female character is that they're short. So basically a short sack is not a Loli. And you know, some people would argue that Opai Loli is not true Loli. I think I would generally agree with that. It's yeah. Because it's like you have to add that extra word to it, you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, it also has like its own distinction too. Like I mean, like
it has its own tag and everything. So it's like,
yeah, it, that's right.
You don't see people, you know, usually don't see people like upload an Opai Loli thing to some site and then tag it as only Loli, never mention like the Opai part of it. That doesn't generally happen.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. It does have its own tag and it's like own category. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Next slide. Next category is Big Dick Shota. So this is kind of the parallel to Opai Lollies, also known as Hung Shota. So basically, these are just characters that have the body of a Shota, except they have male genitals that are significantly larger than is realistic. You know, in the same way that the Opai Lollies have breasts that are a lot larger than is realistic for them. And a lot of the time, Big Dick Shotas usually have penises large even for an adult character. And some people would argue that these are not true Shota, and I would agree with that.
Yes, and here's the interesting thing, and you had talked with me about this before. Surprisingly, there is not like as far as we know, there is not a tag specifically for this kind of category of Shota, but in our opinion, there kind of should be. Because again, it's very similar. It's like the parallel to Opai Loli in that regard.
It depends. It depends on what site you're on. Like on Senkaku Complex, for example, that they'll sometimes tag it. It's honestly just kind of comes down to the whims of the tagger.
Yeah,
so I've seen different tags for it. Some people will use Hung Shota, some people will use Small But Hung, and you know, all different other tags for it. But you're right that it's not tagged as much as Opie Lol is.
Like, it's not more, like, centralized, I suppose, is what we could say.
And the reason, I think one of the reasons for that is that in hentai, basically the kind of default is our big dicks, honestly. So I think that plays into it, where it's since the, you know, the having a large phallus is pretty much like the default or what's expected. For that reason, I think that it's kind of like people don't really think about it when there's like a big dick shota. And so that's why it might not have a tag. But you know, if you're not really into that stuff, like me, you can do on some sites like Senkaku Complex or whatever, is just go into the tag, the filter tag section in your settings, and you can basically set it up where if there's a combination of shota and big dick or whatever, you can filter that out so you won't be seeing that. And of course, you can do the same thing with lollies. If you don't like opi lollies, and maybe you've seen some posts that don't tag the big breasts or something, or the opi lolly tag, you can always use that system to filter out posts that have both lolly and big breasts. So you can do stuff that with like that to curate your experience. But yeah, I would generally say that I would say that these are not really true shota. And of course, you know, if you're down with a big dick shota, that's cool. But I, you know, since the, you know, the purity thing is the most defining aspect of lolly and shota, I would say it's not really true shota, personally.
Now, hyper shota, it would be different for. Well, I mean, like it's.
It's just big dick shota with an even bigger dick. So
yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. That's what I was just kind of like trying to say, is that, like, because I know some people may think, oh, well, we're talking about, you know, shotas that have gigantic, you know, gigantic like arms or like the size of their bodies and stuff. But that's not the case. It's like what Dr. X was saying. It's usually just large, even for an adult man, basically.
Yeah, I would say that it's I would say big dick shota also would include shotas that have penis size that is like an adult, personally.
Yeah.
In the same way opi lolly, they could have breasts that are on the larger side for a woman, but it's not like it doesn't have to be like huge.
Yeah.
Or honestly, you could even say that, you know, opi lolly would include like kind of average size for an adult one, because that would be noticeable. Right. Like,
oh yeah, big time. Like Anya would still look weird.
Yeah, she would. It would be noticeable.
Yes.
So like arguably anything larger than like, you know, small breasts would be pretty noticeable and push it into the opi lolly, in my opinion. So we can move on to the next slide now.
Cool.
So these characters known as Lolly Baba or Shota Gigi. So these are characters that have the bodies of a Shota lolly. So they are Shotas or lollies, but they have a personality or mental maturity of a much older person, like a grandma or a grandpa. So an example of this character would be Senku from the helpful fox Senko-san, because she's a lolly, but she acts like an older woman. She kind of has like a motherly or wifely sort of personality, or like a grandma or something. So still a lolly, but it's just a type of a lolly. Like I said, like, appearance is the most important thing, so she's still a true lolly. She just doesn't necessarily act like most lollies do. Also, I kind of wanted to ask your opinion on this kind of character type, Hydran. I think we might have talked about a little bit in a previous episode. Like, what do you think about this kind of character type? Like, do you like it, or can you leave it or take it, or do you dislike it?
I feel like I haven't been like exposed to it enough, but I think I'd be fine with it. I mean, honestly, I mean, I can't complain if like, you know, you had a cute fox lolly girl that also had the capability of being able to cook and clean and take care of you like a mature like mom or caretaker. So I wouldn't complain. So, I mean, I would say I like it. I just haven't been exposed to it very much. I actually want to say I haven't even seen, I don't think I've seen very many anime with this kind of setup. You know, I've seen the ones with like, you know, 500-year-old lollies, but like, you know how sometimes you'll get these characters that are 500 years old, but they still are, their mental maturity still is depicted like as if they were like a younger lolly, right?
Yeah.
So like I haven't experienced this kind of character type yet, but it looks fun to me.
Yeah, this would be an interesting anime for us to watch. Especially in this sort of like since we're doing these episodes and this podcast as well, you know, it's kind of, I almost feel like we have an extra reason to watch it because of that, so we can kind of learn more about the scene and the culture and stuff like that. Become more informed. But honestly, most of the stuff in this presentation is just stuff I've just absorbed by being in the community for such a long time. But it's not that long, but it's been several years. And, you know, talking to people and, you know, kind of just getting immersed into the whole thing. And that's basically how I came to know a lot about this stuff. But I could always learn more.
Yep. Oh yes. When it comes to Lolly and Shota, we can always learn more. Expand our knowledge to Galaxy Brain.
Yep. And we have some other ideas for analysis and deeper discussion about Shota and Lolly and, you know, the community and, you know, maybe stuff, you know, the extra meanings and of stuff. And, you know, the kind of meta stuff. So that should be a lot of fun. So this is kind of like the beginning of that here.
The early stages. Yep. It's like, it's almost like a primer in a way.
I mean, yeah, because we're kind of explaining what Lolly and Shota is. And I realize that most people who are listening to this or watching this probably know what it is, but there's still kind of sometimes some kind of ambiguity and, you know, stuff like that. And of course, it's probably still entertaining even if you know the shit already.
Well, like for me, like I never knew about Shota Gigi before. Like I didn't know that was the term. So like that's something new that even I learned like in the recording of this episode. So
yeah.
So like it's still good for people who may know what Shota and Lolly is or like it or are interested in it, but they may not know all the different types like this. So it's good.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, I mean, it's completely possible someone might not know what the hell Opai Lolly is, even if they're a big Lolly fan, because you don't honestly see Opai Lolly all that much. You do see Big Dick Shota a lot, though.
yes, you do.
But yeah. All right, next slide. Okay, now we're going to talk about Shota adjacent and Lolly adjacent characters. So these are characters that are not Shotas and Lollies, but they have some similar characteristics. So one of the interesting things about these characters is that they can be interpreted as being in their teens or being young legal adults. So there's kind of like visually there's kind of this ambiguity. So they could be in their teens or they could be in their early 20s or whatever. So they're usually on the shorter and skinnier side, and that's what allows them to have that kind of ambiguity. And because they're adjacent, this is an interesting point. In fan art where, you know, you can make little adjustments to the character or portray them in a different way than what they look like canonically. These characters can be made into Shotas or Lollies in fan art by making relatively small adjustments to their appearance. So it's not like, it's not necessarily huge changes to their appearance, right?
Right, so they're small tweaks, right?
Yeah. So, you know, turning small breasts into a flat chest, giving them rounder faces, making them shorter. So because of all this, they kind of occupy a somewhat ambiguous position in the minds of the general populace as to whether they're Shodorlali or whether they should be allowed in places where NSFW of characters under 18 are disallowed. So these are characters that kind of confuse the general populace. So the general populace probably thinks of these things in a different way than we do, right? And they're probably more likely to incorrectly think that Shodas and Lollies are just characters under 18. So Pokemon protagonists are usually great examples of Shoda and Lolly adjacent characters, since they can be interpreted as being in their early teens or just being shorter, skinnier, young adults. And yep. that's why you can pretty often see artists who don't usually do Shoda and Lolly characters or not at all, and they don't usually do under 18 characters or not at all. They'll still do the Pokemon protagonist porn. Have you noticed that, Hydro?
Yes, big time. And I mean, yeah. I don't know if you might explain this on another slide, but just as they can be, these adjacent characters can be modified to look more like Shota or Lollies, the opposite can happen too, right? Where they're yes. given larger breasts or larger hips or ass or whatever, or maybe a little taller.
You see that a lot. Yep. Yeah.
So like that's usually what that's what these artists sometimes do too with Pokemon protagonists, like turning like for example, Misty is a good example of where she is often, like I've seen a lot of art of her on Twitter where all they do is just give her bigger tits or whatever, and they make her face like more mature looking, and she's like basically looks like an adult woman, and you know everybody likes it and faps to it, so it's like, yeah. Nobody really says anything.
Yeah, that's right. All right, next slide. So we'll just be briefly going over Shota adjacent characters. So they're these are male characters that are shorter and skinnier than the typical adult, but you know, have some pubertal characteristics. You know, with this character here, you see this is Elio from Pokemon Sun Moon, the male player character. You know, he's not super short, and you can see in his face that it's not super round, and that's really important because it kind of makes him look like he could be 15 years old, right? That's what how he comes across to me. He could be 15 years old. He could be 21 and he's just kind of on the shorter side for a man.
So, yep.
So characters like these that are kind of like teenage looking characters, but you know, they look like they've been going through puberty for some time. Or sometimes they're referred to as low Shota on places like N Hentai or X Hentai, and I'd never really seen the equivalent for lollies. I'd never seen low lolly.
See, so that's interesting. You get opi lolly, but not low lolly, but you do get low Shota. It's so interesting.
And I don't really know. I don't really know the reason for that.
Unless it's like a different term. That's the only thing I can think of, and we just haven't seen it. But I feel like we would have.
Or yeah, like you know, I mean, I've seen a lot of hentai doujins and shit, an Nintendai and X Hentai, so I have a decent grasp of the tags and stuff, so and I've never seen anything like low lolly.
Huh. Yeah, it's interesting.
One other point I want to make is that with adjacency, with the Shota adjacent characters and Shota or lolly adjacent characters, since we're dealing with adjacency, how they are relative to Shotas or how they are to like adult characters are really important. So so what that means is that it's not like every male character who's short is Shota adjacent. Okay, so Gimli from Lord of the Rings is not Shota adjacent just because he's short, because he swings too much to the masculine, like to the adult masculine side, even though he's short, right? So he's he's hairy and muscular, and he's an adult man. There's no questioning it. All right. so you have to take in all these different characteristics. It's not just the height. All right, next slide. So we're going to be talking about Lolly adjacent characters, and it's pretty much, it's just the Lolly equivalent of a Shota adjacent character. And our example here is Rebecca from Cyberpunk Edgerunners. And I know there was someone involved with the Edgerunners team that referred to Rebecca as a Lolly. I don't remember who exactly it was.
Yeah, it was one of the producers or something. I actually want to say it was part of CD Projekt Red, maybe, or it was somebody on Netflix or something. But yeah.
And I don't know if they were kind of joking about it or not. But in the end, Rebecca was not a Lolly. She's basically a short woman. And a good way to determine why she's not a Lolly is by looking at her hips. See the there's kind of like this curves there, right?
Right.
So it's a very obvious way of figuring that out. She does have a round face, but this is anime, right? So this is something you see very often, even with the big tit. Very obviously adult female characters still have round faces a lot of the time. As I talked about with the last slide, with adjacency, it's all about how they are relative to lollies or adult women. So a short but curvy female character, which could be a short stack, they would not be lolly adjacent.
Yep.
And you can see some curves on a Rebecca here, but it's not like she's super curvy. I mean, including her breasts and the equation of whether she's curvy or not. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, she has small breasts. We would consider her a lolly adjacent and not a lolly. Next slide.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to be going through some slides and just giving our opinion on it's a well-informed opinion.
Is it Lolly? Is it Shota? What does it all mean?
we'll be saying whether the character is a Lolly or Shota from our perspective, and if you disagree with our opinion, that's totally fine. It's all good. It's all chill. Don't worry about it. Have a good time.
So this is purely for educational purposes and should not be taken as legal advice. And it's like those funny like stock market like videos where they're just like, oh, yeah, this is just purely educational purposes.
it's also opinions based on experience and the culture and knowledge as well. So just keep that in mind.
This will be fun because I purposefully did not like I know what probably some of these are going to be, but it's still going to be fun to look at these different characters. So here we go.
Yeah. Yep.
First up,
Tatsumaki from One Punch Man. And I see the dark mode has made things a little harder to read, but that's okay. So this is Tatsumaki from One Punch Man, and she is 28 years old. And basically I was looking on the internet and for how tall she is, and pretty much there doesn't seem to be an official height, but fans have been trying to work it out, and I basically saw the general ballpark seemed to be 4 feet 5 inches. What do you think, Hydro?
Which for those of you who may not know, anything below what is it, anything below 4 foot, is it 4'10"?
I think it was 4'10" or something like that. Is considered like a dwarf,
or like basically a little person is another like term that they would use. So Tatsumaki fits within that. Okay. So again, it goes back to what Dr. X was talking about with lolly adjacent characteristics, which is where I think Tatsumaki would be placed, because even though she even though she has like a very small body frame, she still does have small breasts. She still does have some hips. And if you've seen the manga artwork of her, there is frequently, like this particular example actually shows her a bit skinnier than what she sometimes is depicted at in the manga, where she's actually given a lot more, much like wider hips and stuff, or more exaggerated. So in that regard, I would consider her Lolly adjacent, because the other thing is again, age is not a factor in this.
No, it's not.
But you have to remember that that's not what's critical about this. It's what it from somebody. Okay, like if a normie was looking at Tatsumaki, you could see why they would look at her and possibly consider, you may have seen this term quite a bit, legal lolly, right? You see a lot of people say that, and that's essentially just them saying she's lolly adjacent.
It's basically saying, I don't think it's that exactly. I think it's more like it's a lolly character that is 18 or older.
Yeah. Because you gotta remember, normies do sometimes, not always, but quite a few. The majority of normies do put a huge amount of emphasis on age. Like age plays a big factor with normies. And people who just don't like Lolly and Shota as well, or they get bothered by, like, for example, if Tatsumaki was 17, imagine how funny that would be. that would be interesting in the normie community, or like just the community that always talks about Tatsumaki being like, oh, she's a great example of a legal Lolly. I wonder what would happen if like they found out or if her actual age was like 17 or something.
Yep. I included age and height on these slides. Not that they necessarily matter that much. Obviously, we know age doesn't matter. It's just more like context, you know, it'll also be kind of funny because sometimes the age will not seem to match the character very well, visually speaking.
Yeah. Like I did not realize, like when I first heard that Tatsumaki was 28, I was like, what? Like, really? she could be, but I thought she was a little younger than that, but she would still be above 21.
Uh-huh.
That's just kind of my viewpoint on it. So
cool. So this is Rudeus Gray Rat, and I forgot to put where he's from.
Jobless Reincarnation is the name of the anime, at least in the English translation of it. It's called Jobless Reincarnation. It's a very, most people, or quite a few people know about this anime. It's very popular. So I can give some backstory on it because I've seen like the anime. Basically, Rudeus Gray Rat, he was, you know, previously like a, you know, 34-year-old man in Japan. And then he died and he reincarnated pretty much like as a baby. And the beginning of the anime, in this particular depiction of him, he grows up throughout the years, and he first starts learning magic when he's around like, or he first starts getting the skills with magic around like 7 or 8, and then he trains a little more and he's around 10 years older or so. And that's before I stopped watching it, because he no longer was a Shota. He became Shota adjacent, and then eventually an adult man. So
yeah. So in this image here, he's probably like around 10 years old. I don't know what his height is, but as you can see, she is short. He is small.
Yes.
So this is pretty. Cut and dry, he's a Shota, very obviously.
Yes, definitely a Shota. Yep.
And too bad he didn't stay a Shota the entire manga or anime. Oh well.
Yep. Yep. Oh, well, I know some people think it's cool to see him aging up and getting older and stuff. And that's fine. If you like that, then cool. It just would have been fun to see him stay as Shota, but that's okay. Because it's still a good anime from what I've heard. So for the people who like it still.
Yeah. And I forgot to give my judgment on Tatsumaki last slide. But basically, I would say... Yeah, I'd say she's loli adjacent, but like, still pretty damn close to a loli, like more so than Rebecca.
Yes, but like, if I don't know if you've seen some of the manga artwork depictions of her, like it's funny. They like sometimes the artist like really exaggerates her hips to make her look basically just like Rebecca. It's interesting how he does that.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out just for research, of course. And totally not that. I want to see her ass.
Yep, and I think it's even confirmed that she does not wear underwear either. Because like even when you look at the artwork in the manga, it's pretty obvious she's not doesn't look like she's wearing anything underneath. So when she's wearing that outfit, so very nice.
Man, it would be so much fun if Saitama ended up with her.
I mean, I have not read like that far into the manga, and I don't know about the character that much. So I honestly don't know.
You don't know about Satsumaki that much?
I know a little bit about her from the manga, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But like in terms of like I don't remember the specifics. I only know like a few different events that occur in the manga, yeah. But I don't know like her relationship with Saitama and stuff.
Probably the most popular ship with Saitama, Mudip with Genos. And you know, that's fine. But I think Tatsumaki would be interesting personally, but anyways, so our consensus here is loli adjacent,
and I'll agree with you that she's closer to being pure loli than Rebecca is, or she threads the line to their closer, based on this like imaging, and then Rudeus Gray Rat, we're pretty much our consensus is definitely a Shota.
Yep. So the next one. All right, so this is Kana Kamui, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I think it's Kana, I think. I could be wrong.
Okay, and she's from Dragon Maid, which most people should know what that is. Yes. I heard from a friend that she's 30 years old. And she is a dragon, so she's not actually human. And she is 3 feet and 11 inches.
Extremely small.
All right, so what is your take on this, Hydro?
Definitely, absolutely 100% loli.
Yes.
And what's interesting, and I don't know if you knew this in the anime, she does actually like attend school like as an elementary school. So she hangs out with basically humans that would be like as far as like our interpretation would be lollies. So like it adds even more, like again, it's more of like a bonus than anything, like the depiction of where she is like in terms of grade and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but in terms of physical appearance, 100% lolly though. Definitely super duper true lolly.
I think I was looking at the wiki and on the Dragon Maid wiki, and they said that appearance wise she's supposed to be 9.
Oh, there you go.
I could agree with, of course. So what's interesting about this character is sometimes I see her. So people say she's not a loli, she's a short stack. But I would say no. I see where you're going, because if you look at her kind of hip or lower body, there's a little bit of some curves there. But I personally think it's less that makes her a short stack, and more that it just reminds me of a kind of a chubbier loli.
Yeah, that's right.
If you look at her legs, there's some glorious chub there, very squishable. and Kissel and stuff.
Well, I think that's why she's popular, because she's like a squishier, it's like a squishier, a little bit more padding lolly.
It adds to her cuteness.
Yes, it does. It does big time, because I've seen some of the anime already, and she's very adorable throughout the whole anime.
So I just kind of think of it as baby fat, and not at all a disqualifier for her being a lolly. Because so Hydra and I agree, she is a lolly, a true lolly, and she's not a short stack. She has basically no breasts. She's not a short stack. Okay.
Yep. 100% agreement.
Okay, this is Jotaro Kujo, and he's under 18. So is he a Shota?
He has to be as a normie. He must be, but in reality, not even close. He's the furthest away from, and he's not Shota adjacent either.
No, not at all,
because he has no characteristics of Shota adjacent at all. No, if before I knew about Jotaro's character, I had no idea he was 17. I was convinced. I'm like, this character he's got to be like, you know, mid 30s or something like that. And then I found out he's 17. I'm like, okay. This is the reason why though, goes back to why age is not important when it comes to the look, because that's what happened. I looked at Jotaro from an outsider's perspective, who didn't know, and I was totally off on his age, because physically looks nothing like what a Shota would look like. So
sometimes you can guess, sometimes, or you know, maybe most of the time you can guess accurately what and the age of the character is by looking at them in anime. Or you can kind of get the ballpark correct, but it's other times you can be completely fucking off, because like Hydro, when I look at this character, I think he's in his late 30s or something. Like, he looks older than I am. And he's also a lot taller than I am. So yeah, he's not a Shota. He's not Shota adjacent. He is a man in his late 30s who's a allegedly 17.
He's masquerading as a 17-year-old.
It reminds me of that that little scene from Benchwarmers, where that very obviously adult man character comes up, and he has a certificate because he wants to play with these young kids and basically school their asses, and in order to do that, he has to prove that he's 12 years old. So basically it takes out a piece of paper and puts his photo on it and writes down, "I am 12. and the photo shows him, he looks like he's in his 30s, and he has like facial hair and everything. So that's what it reminds me of. that is anime.
Yep.
Where you can show a character and the listed age will look like it's looking like nothing like how the actual character looks like.
Yeah, that's right. Well, remember in Spy Family, the dodgeball game with that one Shota character? That's another great example of it too. He was supposed to be like 5 years old, and he looked like an adult man.
Oh my God.
So funny.
Yep. All right, next slide. this is Peppa Pig. She is 3 years old, and she is 3 feet and 9 inches. I know some other people will say that she's 7 feet tall, perhaps, but for the purposes of this, she's 3 feet and 9 inches tall. So Hydra, what is your take on this glorious specimen?
My take is it's honestly, it would be almost impossible to really tell, but. Well, first of all, I didn't even know. I didn't know Peppa Pig was 3. I thought she was like, you know, maybe like 9 or 10 in the show. I have not watched Peppa Pig extensively. Sorry, I'm not a mega fan, so I have not watched every season. I would categorize Peppa Pig as Peppa Pig. I mean, because of the art style, I don't know. There's not much there I can really analyze to determine what exactly.
Yeah, right. I would say she's a lolly, and I guess it kind of goes into the whole cub thing, right? Because she's an anthro character.
True.
You're right that, you know, the style is kind of like, it's not like anime. It's not anime style. But she's clearly because short, and you know, she got a round face, and like I said, age doesn't matter, but it's, you know, it's context. So yes, she is a lolly. Not one I particularly care for, but you know.
I mean, there is not safe for work art of Peppa Pig, so.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's tagged as cub, which, you know, in my opinion, cub is literally just furry Lolly and Shota. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's like you said, it's about context, and I know that I've seen like images of the show where Peppa Pig is surrounded by, like, you know, adult pigs or adult characters, and in that context, yeah, I'd consider Peppa Pig a lolly. just based on the visual appearance of, okay, this person's short, they're cuter.
I was thinking of also, have you ever seen, I was thinking of also putting on that on the slide that her swarm enemy was a Lucina. And have you ever seen that meme going around?
I might have. I don't remember it, though.
Do you know who Lucina is?
I honestly... Oh, Lucina is from Fire Emblem, right?
Yes.
Or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and there is this meme going around that her, like, Lucina hates her, and like they're nemesis. I don't remember exactly how that started. And there's also this, because I also looked up like how tall is Peppa Pig, and there's all these people saying that she's 7 feet tall.
Oh yeah, that's right. That I remember. Yes, I remember. I remember that. That was funny. Yeah.
So anyone who is interested in Peppa Pig lore might want to look into that if they want to get some laughs. But yeah, so. So we both agree that she's a lolly, but she's not a very typical one, for obvious reasons. All right, we'll move on to the next one. This is Aegis from Persona 3. She is 10 years old, and she is 5 feet and 4 inches. So what do you think, Hydro?
I would say, well, she's definitely not a lolly. Based on her appearance, but I'm trying to debate whether I would count her as lolly adjacent or not. That's a close one.
If you want to like judge the size of her breast, look on the left one image.
Right. I am. And okay, so if I'm judging it based on the left image, I would say she is not lolly adjacent, because when you look in the context of Rebecca and Tatsumaki, who we do consider lolly adjacent, it looks like Aegis, because that's different. Aegis looks a little more mature looking in terms of the body type, but it's, yeah. Again, it's very close. It's close for me. It's basically kind of the equivalent of Tatsumaki being really close to almost being lolly. Well, it's kind of the same thing here with me, with Aegis being close to being not lolly adjacent and lolly adjacent for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, I would say she's not lolly adjacent. She's not a lolly, and I personally wouldn't say that she's close to lolly adjacent. I feel like she's just kind of looks like a young adult woman, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except that she doesn't have an ass, pretty much, unfortunately. Of course, in fan art, they ever looked at and given us, which, you know, I appreciate.
And I mean, maybe that's what's throwing me off, is that, like, because her like hips are not, you know, super defined, or like, you know, they're there, but they're not huge. It's a little tougher, because, like, you know, Tatsumaki Rebecca, for example, kind of looks like she has almost equivalent hips to Aiga's. But it's hard. It's a little hard to tell from this angle, but,
Yeah,
I would see her as more, like, I would put her in, like, what I should clarify is I should put her into, she's not Lolly adjacent, I mean, meaning she's a young woman, but, like, with just a few modifications, she would fall into Lolly adjacent, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wouldn't take much to turn her into Lolly adjacent.
All right, so our consensus is not Lolly, not Lolly adjacent. Cool. All right, next one. This is a Shota. I'm not even gonna try pronouncing his last name. he's 11 years old. He's 4 feet and 6 inches. And in terms of, like, whether he's a Shota or not, it's in his name, bro. All right. It's literally in the name. He's telling you he's a Shota.
Yep.
But he is a great Shota character, and I have a friend who loves him very much and wants to marry him. So of course I had to include him.
I mean, Shota's super cute. It follows all the characteristics of what a Shota is supposed to be, and yeah, it's literally in the name, bro. So how can you can't go wrong with the categorization of who Shota is. He's a true Shota.
Absolutely. And honestly, he looks younger than 11, but it's kind of like a style thing.
Yeah, where, yeah.
Where, you know, characters might look younger than like there's canonical age. But yeah, this is obviously a Shota, and he's one of the great Shotas.
Yep. Yep. A lot of artwork of him.
Yep. This is Brock from Pokemon. He's 15 years old. His height is, I don't know. Taller than Ash and Misty. His eyes are closed, as you can see.
Wait, is that Brock in the bottom right?
Yes.
That's him? Wow, okay.
Yep. He looks like he's like a 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
When I found out he was 15 years old, I was surprised, because I always interpreted him as being like in his like early 20s or something.
Okay, for me it's context, right? So like when I was, you know, younger, when I was watching this when I was watching the anime way back when I was like, you know, 11, 12 years old or whatever, I kind of looked at Brock as like probably around like 18 or 19. Like that he was definitely older than Ash and Misty. But got to remember, age not being the factor here. If you looked at Brock, is he a Shota? Absolutely not. Is he Shota adjacent? Hell no, based on that bottom right picture, definitely not. But also, even just looking at his standard look, like when you look at him, does he look Shota adjacent? No. No, he does not. He looks like a man in his early 20s, just like Dr. X said. That's what he looks like.
Yep. And he's just another example of how kind of a crapshoot with anime characters in age.
Yep.
So, yes. So yeah, he's not Shota Jason. He's not a Shota. He just looks like a man, a young man. And in the bottom right, he looks like he's in his 40s. For some reason,
like he that looks like Brock's father, not like that looks like his dad, not Brock himself. Weirds me out.
And he also has a Jo crystal. I noticed that. So that's cool.
He also looks like he has a mole on the bottom right one, unless that might just be the shadowing, but it's weird. Like, it almost looks like he has a mole on the side of his mouth. He magically got one. You know what it is? It's because now that he's a 40-year-old man, he's getting those age spots.
Oh, no. At least he's keeping fit, so I gotta hand it that.
Yeah, I can't deny there that he's in good shape. So
must you be go, all Brock. That J-O-ing. All right, next slide. This is Hana Uzaki. She's 19 years old. She is 4'9", and I've seen her height listed as a little taller than that, but I think pretty universally she's like under 5 feet. The funny thing about this character is I've seen her referred to as a lolly for some reason. So you can probably predict what her answers will be for this. I'll lay it out there. She's not a lolly. She is not lolly adjacent. Short stack, maybe. I think of short stacks even as being even shorter than this, but in terms of like kind of like more standard human height, then I guess you could call her a short stack. Because usually I think of short stacks as like kind of like fantasy characters, like goblins.
Goblins or what do you call them? Yordles, things like that.
And honestly, in terms of short stack, yeah, I would even if I'm giving, you know, being a little generous with the height stuff or the fantasy versus human stuff, I would say if she were curvier in the lower body part of her, then maybe she'd be a short stack, but I would say no, she's not a short stack in my opinion. But she is a short one, adult woman with big tits. And she's not a lolly, even though she has a round face and big eyes. That does not make a character a lolly.
Yeah.
And I've seen people refer to her as a lolly for that because she's short and has big eyes and a round face, and that is very incorrect.
Yeah, and there was quite a Twitter storm. I remember when the show first came out about that topic with her, and it was pretty ridiculous in our opinions. I'm with Dr. X on this. She's definitely not lolly, not lolly adjacent. And you know, I agree too with the short stack thing. Like, she's definitely got good gazongas, which of course I like, but she doesn't quite fit the short stack thing either, because yeah, like, we do usually like, it is kind of funny that we do think of short stacks usually as like more fantasy based, but you know, there's also, if we look at her from the perspective of like real world, of course, remember this is anime, so things get exaggerated anyway, even in the real world depictions. I don't think she would be like a short stack. She'd more like just be a young adult woman who's short and has big tits, basically.
If she put on some weight, maybe she'd fall into the short stack, you know, category, where she got bigger hips and like more fat on her sides and a bigger ass and a little
and even bit of bigger stomach. Tits probably.
Yeah,
because that would naturally happen.
Might end up being a short stack, maybe. I mean, I usually still think of short stacks as being even shorter than this, but yeah, like in terms of human height, if she are typical human height, because you do see women who are this short, it's not like super super abnormal or anything, but yeah, if she got fatter than maybe. Also, you know, like the whole thing with you know, her having big eyes and round face, and that making her lolly, and you know her character, or the anime, or the anime's character, well, it's also a manga, but anyways, you know, the creator getting me shit for that, it's like, it just feels very ignorant to me, because this is an art, it's an art style. You know, of course, a lot of the time the, you know, lolly characters, shorter characters will have big eyes and a round face, but it's that thing is also just part of anime style or and manga style. It's not doesn't necessarily mean that the characters is an underage or a shoujo loli. It's a style, and it just that stuff always felt very ignorant for me. To you know, to kind of dismiss it as like the degenerate loli stuff or whatever, just because of that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, people should think a little bit more about the cultural aspect of the art style, and you know, let's not assume it's kind of like some kind of sinister, impure conspiracy or something like that. And that it's a cultural art style from Japan, okay? But yeah, she's not a loli. She's not loli adjacent. She is a young woman with big juicy tits. All right, next.
That a Shota PB could go between. Yes.
Yes, so that'd be nice. 9S from Nier Automata. So he is 3.5 years old, and it's. And it makes me laugh that they bothered to say he's 3.5 and not just 3. and it kind of does remind me of when you're young and like the half matters to you. Like,
because the number's right. So low.
Yes. And he is he's 5 feet and 3 inches. Oh my god, he's so fucking short, bro. Just kidding. there as it turns out, there are adult men who are that height. So just keep that in mind. Hydra, what do you think? Is he a Shota?
I'm going to say no, he is not a Shota. However, he does look Shota adjacent to me. But like, okay, the comparison you make is to Brock. 9S does not look as like young adult man as Brock did. So you could look at his character and say, well, okay, he's more Shota adjacent in terms of his now of course, because he's wearing a blindfold, sometimes that can make it a little trickier to. Of course, it's not always important, but you know, we just like we were talking with Uzaki-chan, like you look at her face and you know she has like a very like cute looking face and stuff, but that doesn't mean that she is loli or loli adjacent. Yeah. So I'm gonna say Shota adjacent for 9S based on his look.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think of him more as like a twink than a Shota, honestly. And he is one of the characters that, with some adjustments that are not too huge, you could make him into a Shota.
Yes.
Or on the other hand, as Hydro mentioned before, with these adjacent characters, you could also make a few adjustments, maybe. And just say, well, he's just a short man in his 20s. So these characters kind of have it good in a way, because they can get some of the appeal that Shota has at the same time. People could be like, well, he's 18 years old and short, okay? So I can loot him and post him on Twitter, okay? Or post him on Patreon or whatever. So 9S has it pretty good, because he can go both ways.
well, even when you look at the artwork on the right, I mean, that artwork makes him look less Shota adjacent, in my opinion, and more like just a young adult man.
Yes.
Because, I mean, when you think about how many characters in anime who are supposed to be adult men look exactly like that. In anime and stuff. Yep. And again, style choice and depiction. Whereas the models, especially the one on the left of the in-game model, Or actually, is that artwork? It might be artwork.
The only in-game one is the one in the middle.
In the middle. Okay, yeah. So the artwork one on the left, and the in-game model too, those look more Shota adjacent. Like you said, he gets the benefit. He gets the benefit of being able to be considered. Well, you know, no, he's just a young adult man. See, and yet with just a few tweaks, he would easily be able to be turned into a Shota.
Yeah,
and he sometimes is in the artwork, which is great.
so that is the unique kind of position or situation that the adjacent characters are in, and that's why you know, and that's they enjoy that because they can be, you know, posted on Patreon and you know, other places, and still get people because even though we consider him Shota adjacent and actually a Shota, you can totally see how Shota cons would like this character, right?
Oh, big time. Yeah.
So he can draw on the Shota cons and still not get banned off of the various platforms. So that's an interesting thing about the this type of character. So we agree he is Shota adjacent and he is not a Shota. All right, next slide.
Yep.
Roll from the Mega Man series. I don't know how old she is. She's a robot. Who the fuck cares? Height is... I couldn't... It was basically what I saw on the internet was like it was like a bunch of people speculating how tall Mega Man characters are. So it was speculation, nothing exact, but kind of ballpark I saw was like 4'5" to 4'9". So what do you think, Hydro?
Man, I love Roll Casket. She's so cute. A true lolly. I don't even have to even elaborate on it. I like her a lot. Now here's what's interesting. Here's what's interesting, though. There's Roll, and then there's Roll Casket.
Really?
Yes. Now I should have checked on the presentation because then I could have told you about it, and you could have shown like an image of it. But maybe I can show an image when I make the video episode. So, Roll, who is depicted here. She obviously has all the... Now, what's interesting, though, is in this artwork, you can see that she does still have, like, she's, like, not totally flat. So it's interesting. And yet, in other artwork I've seen of her, like, official artwork, she is flat. But here's what's interesting. Roll Casket... is basically Roll in an alternate universe who's Lolly adjacent because she's older, but still looks very similar to this. I think they literally did exactly what we were talking about, where they just took Roll's character and just like, yeah, let's just age her up a bit, but she's still gonna look cute, and yeah, there we go. So if you see Roll Casket, you'll definitely be able to say, okay, that's definitely Lolly adjacent. So maybe that skews my opinion a little bit, but I would say that regular Roll here is Lolly, and Roll Casket is Lolly adjacent.
Yeah, I would agree. Does look like she has some breasts, but it's not enough that to push her into Lolly adjacent.
It's not like super obvious enough. And like I said, there is artwork of her where she's basically completely flat.
Yeah. So we're also, because I think I saw that too, and I just didn't include it in the slides. So I did see some official artwork of Roll where she was flatter. So I'm factoring that in too. So yeah, she's a lolly,
and she's so cute. And you can also see why Sam in Insexual Awakening, one of her inspirations was Roll.
because
I love her character, so cute.
This is Tails the Fox. He's 8 years old. He is 4 feet and 2 inches. What do you think, Hydro?
I'm going to say, from the perspective of Cub, he's definitely a Cub. AKA, yes, he's a Shota.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree with that. I'd say it's pretty cut and dry in terms of, like, in terms of being a Cub, which also means he is a Shota. That's just an anthro slash furry Shota. He's probably the most popular Cub Shota that exists.
He's got to be up there. He's got to be way up there. Yes.
I can't think of any other, honestly.
Not off the top of my head, no. Yeah, not off the top of my head, no.
He's popular even with normies.
He's frequently depicted with Rouge the Bat, which is a great pairing, yeah. By the way. Love that pairing.
and Sonic, of course.
Yeah, yes.
Doesn't it, like, when like, okay, when you're playing the game, could have sworn, like, when you're playing the game and you're playing as Tails and you die, like, you fall from some place, like, and Tails screams out Sonic. Well, obviously Tails has a lot of admiration for Sonic, and according to some shippers, more than that. But yes, he is a true furry Shota.
And, you know, something interesting to mention here, especially in the style of Sonic, because, you know, Sonic's style is very unique, right? It's very, very interesting style, right? And if we look at if we look at that bottom image of, like, the profile images and stuff, you'll notice that, like, Tails has very short legs. But in the 3D model over on the right, it's a little higher, a little longer legs, but it's kind of funny how the defining factor of kind of at least or like an important factor is like how long the legs are in like the different characters seems to determine whether they're Shota adjacent. Like, for example, do you think Sonic is Shota adjacent, or do you think he's like or do you think he's just a young adult hedgehog?
Young adult hedgehog, and I've seen people say he's 15, so you can't loot him. First of all, he's a fucking hedgehog.
A very heavily stylized one, yes.
He's not real, which should be obvious because he's an anthro hedgehog, which, well, they don't exist in real life. Unfortunately, I'm sure for some furries. No, I always interpreted him as like, kind of like an adult. I never thought fucking, like, when I was playing Sonic as a kid, I never, like, once thought about Sonic's age. Which isn't surprising, because he's an anthro fucking hedgehog.
Yeah, but that's right.
If you asked me, like, back then, if you asked me how old he was, I'd probably say he was, like, in his early 20s or something. That's probably my guess. Because he didn't feel like a head teen for me. But honestly, it felt like he was just like he just existed outside of the paradigm of age. Honestly,
I would agree with that.
But yeah, bonus judgment from us. Sonic is not a Shota, and he's not Shota adjacent either.
And here's what's interesting. Here's the reason why Tails gets the distinction of being Shota or Shota slash Cub is because even in the old artwork, like the really, really way, way back artwork of Tails, like back in the old days when they in the old like Sonic games in the Genesis, I always kind of knew that Tails was like a Shota or was very young because his face was round. And even here, you can kind of see, like, the overall shape of him is, like, he looks very, like, soft and fluffy, and he's got, like, a round face. Whereas when you look at Sonic, he's got, like, he's much more angular and doesn't have that same softness to him.
Yes, and also, like, that friendly smile Tails has adds to it as well.
Yes, it does.
Also, like, you know, like, you know, the fucking Sonic characters, they have huge shoes, but like for Tails, it looks like his shoes are even more oversized.
Yeah, there was body. Yep.
Yeah, he boot too big for he goddamn body. So Tails is a Shota. So we'll go to the next slide now. This is the last slide, and it is a Misty from Pokemon. Her age is 10. Which personally to me she looks older than that, but you know. Anime. Her height is, I don't know. What do you think, Hydro?
I'm glad Misty's on here, because the way I had talked about Misty's an interesting one, because first of all, that there's her video game depiction and then her anime depiction. For this, we're going to look at her anime depiction, because I think that's the iconic one that everybody really knows. Mm-hmm. I've thought about this and thought about this, but I would say that I'm going to say that Misty is going to be a character very similar to Tatsumaki, in that except she's going to be one of those characters who can kind of thread the line where she can be Lolly adjacent and like just not quite go into the Lolly category. Like, in other words, she's like at the, like, all you'd have to do with her basically is make her a little shorter, just make her shorter, and she already basically has no tits and she doesn't really have big hips either, so it wouldn't take much to turn her into a Lolly. But I'm gonna say that she is Lolly adjacent, but she's like very, very, she could easily like turn into Lolly with just like a few modifications, and that would be it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Or she might even be like kind of be in this weird category in between Lolly and Lolly adjacent, in a way.
She's the goalpost. Yeah,
I would say she's Lolly. She's basically up against the border of Lolly and Lolly adjacent, in my opinion. And she does have some tits, but they're not much.
Yeah, it's kind of like the roll cat or the roll thing, except okay, when you compare roll to Misty, big difference between them, and roll is much more obviously Lolly, whereas Misty, she's lanky. I'm gonna go with that. She's Lolly adjacent, but like very, very, but like just jumping into there, basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And what about you?
I pretty much agree with that. She's kind of like, kind of a character I can't quite decide on for sure. If I had to say, I'd say Lolly adjacent. And it's a little strange to say that when her age is 10. Currently, but at the same time, like we talked about, age doesn't really matter, so you can just fucking throw that out. She does to me look like she's more like 12 personally. And part of that is like I when I was watching the anime as a kid, I felt like Misty was older. If Misty felt older than Ash to me, personally.
I can see that. Yep.
Both in appearance and how she acts, but yeah. Yeah, I interpret her as being older than Ash, but apparently she's not, because I think Ash is supposed to be 10 as well, eternally or something.
Yes.
Eternally 10.
Here's another interesting thing, too. The middle artwork, which I think is from the original Johto series, or Indigo League, sorry. That one is the one I was mainly looking at. For my determination, but when I look over at the right side one, which all it really is just a style change, right? It's just the style changes a little bit. You can kind of see how her hair is a little different looking and stuff. That one on the right makes me lean more towards Lolly adjacent, because she almost looks just slightly more mature in that one.
Yeah, you're right, and I agree with you. Yeah, so that'll I agree with you. I'll put her even a little bit more to Lolly Jason as well. And I think I know what the why is, because it feels like her face is a little longer.
I think that's what it is. You're right. Yes.
And because of that, and maybe her eyes are a little smaller compared to the middle picture.
But anyways, I think you're right on that too.
Her face is longer. So that means her eyes occupy less of her face, you know, relatively speaking. So she does look older there.
It also might just be me, and it might be just too subtle, but it also looks like she has slightly curvier hips in the one on the right. When you look down from like her midsection down to her hips, it curves slightly more than the one in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to show, guys, that style matters a lot. Like that, and you can just a few alterations to a character can make them seem slightly older, even though Misty looks like, you know, that's Misty on the right and in the middle. You know it's her. Yeah. But style wise, like, it makes her look almost like she's aged a little bit.
And that's a hallmark of the Lolly adjacent characters, that you just make a little bit of a change and it makes a big difference.
Yeah, that's right. So honestly, Misty was a good character to finish off on, because it kind of it depicted that example of what we were talking about, that doesn't need to be a major change just to make those slight alterations.
Yeah, and I cleaned the bottom left image just because it was funny.
Yep, Misty freaking out at bugs. That's always universal with her.
Now I think that Misty might be one of the most common like childhood or early anime crushes. When you watched the anime, did you have a crush on Misty?
Did I? I don't know if I did, but I know I didn't dislike her character. I liked her character. So I think, funny enough, I think I did want like Ash and Misty to be together even when I was younger, which is funny. I don't think I had a crush on her though. I think I just liked her character.
And we gotta have an episode on shipping, because there's so much talk about shipping.
Oh yeah, and big time.
It's definitely something related to Shonen Lolly, because obviously there's shipping of Shonen Lolly characters, but you know, it's kind of like Shonen Lolly exists in the umbrella sort of taboo content thing that some ships also exist under. Right? So that'll be interesting to explore in an episode.
Yeah, well, the fun thing about the shipping stuff is how there's shipping that's both like canonical, there's shipping that's like, you know, created by the community, and then there's shipping that's created by NSFW artwork. You know what I mean? Like Rouge and Tails, for example, is a great example of that, where it's mainly just that pairing is popular in the Not Safe for Work. That'll be definitely a fun potential thing for us to talk about.
Yeah, because I wonder if the kind of like how the Rouge and Tails thing started was basically just because like, okay, so I got Tails, I like Tails, he's a Shota, I need to find him a woman to fuck, and there's a Rouge right there, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to having started because like, you know, the people like the interactions they had in the show or something like that. So I feel like, and I can't confirm this for sure because I'm not deep into the Sonic community. I never got Sonic in that way. But it kind of feels like, if I were to guess, it was the Tails and Rouge thing was, like you said, might have mostly been started from the porn rather than from like the official material.
That's right. And the thing is like, you also want to think about okay, there's other female characters in the Sonic universe, yet Rouge seems to be like the go-to. And is that because Rouge has kind of an interesting distinction of having a bit more of a curvier body compared to the other Sonic characters, which is definitely true. She does. So is like that more like curvier aspect the reason why the people who wanted to ship Tails with her gravitated towards that more than like Amy, for example? Like I rarely see Tails with Amy, who's the pink hedgehog.
Yeah, well, Straight Shota. So we're talking about Straight Shota here, right? So usually what I see with Straight Shota is the Shota is either paired with a Loli or with the kind of a MILFy character usually. And there's not as much of the in-between, which would include Amy, right? The kind of like kind of more teenager kind of female character.
Right.
But I absolutely love the Shota and teenage female character a lot too. That should get more love. But yeah, it's not surprising that you don't really see Tails with Amy that much, because it's kind of how Straight Shota kind of skews, is that it's usually one of the extremes of either a Loli or a kind of MILFy character. So that's why if I were to guess, in terms of the Straight Shota art that Tails is involved in, it's probably be mostly like Tails and Rouge or Tails and Cream. Because Cream is like that bunny Loli character, I think.
Well, there is also the mother of Cream, too. She is depicted with Tails sometimes, but that's because she's, again, more mature, like MILFy character. And interestingly, Sally's not depicted as much, but Sally's in there too.
Sally is like not. I don't think she's not. Was Tails in the series that Sally was in?
Yes. It's just okay. Sally is like you said. She's more like that in between. She's not like as MILFy. So that could be the reason.
The other thing is that the stuff that Sally's in is not super recent, so people are thinking more about the more recent stuff that has Rouge and Cream and et cetera.
Yeah, because Sally was not depicted in any of the mainline video games, and she's not depicted in any of the modern like animated shows at all. She's not there. So that's the reason why people don't know about, or probably don't depict her as much, because both of us are in our 30s. We have to remember that there's multiple generations of Sonic fans, and there's Sonic fans who only have ever known like the game since like Sonic Adventure 2. So,
All right. So are there any other characters that you want to? that weren't on the slides but you want to mention?
Let me think. No, I mean, we covered a lot of good ones. I'm sure there's some I'm forgetting, but I can't remember them off the top of my head. Because the main thing we were trying to do with this kind of barrage of different characters is to give you all the different examples of how sometimes it's really cut and dry with whether they're Loli or Shota, like Shota from Dragon Maid or Roll from Mega Man. And other times you get it's a little tougher, like Misty, and how it comes down to style, or looking at 9S, who kind of like threads that perfect line of being able to have the distinction of, you know, he can be depicted on Patreon and be posted everywhere, and nobody really complains about it.
Well, I do remember. I do have thought of some characters actually right now. So,
oh, cool. Well, let's talk about them.
There's Deku from My Hero Academia.
Oh, I'm referring to
the Deku that is that is around 16 years old or so. So yes, basically the Deku that appears in the majority of the anime. So I'll just say straight up, he is not a Shota in that version of himself. He does have a round face, but you know that, as we talked about, that is not guarantee that character is a Shota. And you know, I also have to factor in that he under that his suit and everything, he's like a six pack abs and
yeah, he's got ridiculous muscles. Yeah,
he's quite muscular even if his body type doesn't necessarily seem that way when he's wearing the suit. He's not a Shota in that depiction. I was also going to mention Momo, who's like 16 or 17 or something from My Hero Academia.
Well, hold on. Let's go back to Deku. What about being? Would you say that Deku is? He's not Shota, but is he also not Shota adjacent?
No, he's not Shota adjacent.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. So, but you and I agree that Deku, and when he's depicted in the mainline as 16 years old, he is not Shota and not Shota adjacent, because he's basically he's ripped. So.
If he was maybe a little shorter and if he was pretty skinny, then maybe he'd be Shota adjacent, but he's definitely not in the anime.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so now you said Momo from My Hero Academia as well.
Yes. Yeah, so I just wanted to mention her because she's under 18, right? Wow, does that make her loli? No. she's quite curvy. She has large tits. She could, and so I'll just reiterate. This is a character that can be easily okay. So she's not a loli adjacent, but she is a character that that is in her teens. But you could easily see her as being like in her early 20s.
Yeah, that's right.
So she's one of those characters. So she doesn't really even have the teen look going for that much, because you can see her as being in her 20s. So
yeah, that's right.
She is very far away from being a loli adjacent.
Yep. And the reason why we brought up My Hero Academia is because that was like another one of those kind of like the Uzaki-chan thing, where the My Hero Academia community, well, not the whole community, but like there were a lot of debates that still go on to this day about like Momo being a loli, or, you know, it's weird.
It was mostly about like whether you should be allowed to lewd them or whatever, which right, obviously the reason, age.
Yeah.
Obviously the answer is yes. Trying to think of what the other character I want to talk. Oh yeah, Mineta. Whatever. you know, I don't like the character that much, but which that is not it. That is my perspective on the characters is not very unpopular, because I think a lot of people don't like that character. But at any rate, okay, do you think he's a Shota?
I'm gonna say no, because a lot of times when I look at him, he kind of looks like almost like a short, like a super duper short young man, basically, because his face kind of looks okay. The direct comparison I'm making it to is Deku when he was a true Shota, when he was younger, like really young, and also that other character, I forget his name, but he's like kind of like that bratty kind of Shota kid who ended up. Yeah. He is more Shota looking than Minata will ever be.
So Minata, I would actually say he's a Shota, but I'm also not super thrilled to see him in Shota art either. So,
I would put him at Shota adjacent. That's as far as I'll go. But maybe it's because I have a bias, because I'm not really a fan of him either. So I have to disclose that probably it's more like that we just don't really want to think about him being depicted in porn as a Shota. and honestly, all the times that I've ever seen him depicted, it's, I don't know, I generally don't see him as a Shota very much, or I don't see it in my mind. So I think it is a bias. So take it with a grain of salt on that one.
I'm sure the kind of style he's drawn in factors in as well, because it's kind of like they at least in my opinion, it comes across as, you know, the how he's drawn. It's not intended to be cute. It's more like intended to be funny or weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I can easily see people kind of dismiss him as not being a Shota, which, you know, perfectly fine opinion. But yeah, you know, with how important. It's not, I mean, like, to me, at least for like enjoying a Shota, a lot of the character cuteness is very important for me. It's not necessarily required, but it does help. We have seen some Shota characters that are deliberately made not to be cute. and they're still Shota characters, they're just not Shota characters that I personally enjoy, and I don't think Pyder would enjoy them either, probably.
Yeah, and I think that's where it comes from with how do you pronounce his name? Is it Mineta?
I think it's Mineta.
Sorry. I think that's where it comes from, is that because like he's not very like cute looking, it's harder for me to like get into like the, oh yeah, he's definitely like a Shota, because other than that, he does follow all the characteristics of it, but there's cuter Shotas in My Hero Academia that are true Shotas. And also, we totally forgot about Eri in My Hero Academia, who is a great, great true loli. So
there's
super cute. I really like her character.
There's no debate to be had there. No debate.
Yep. I also should mention that I have watched Maiden Abyss, and pretty much, yeah, the characters are lollies and Shotas that are the main characters, including what's her name? Oh, the Anthro Bunny Girl. Unfortunately, her name eludes me right now. But she's also like a cub as well. Those are, again. And those characters are interesting because they have like really long, like they have like really long torsos. And so it's that they can be kind of weird, a little unusual looking, but they have the cuteness factor down big time, and they follow everything else. They're super flat. The lollies are flat, you know. Good. So, and also the creator is like really into artwork depicting them fucking each other too.
Good.
So,
as it should be.
Yeah, those are all other good character examples. I'll show them on the official when we release the episode, so you can see who we're talking about in case you're not familiar with the characters. I hope you guys enjoyed this presentation. I did. I thought Dr. X did a great job putting this together, and he put in characters I totally forgot about and didn't expect. And you know, I hope you guys learn some new stuff if you didn't know about certain things that we were talking about, or were maybe just curious about it.
Yeah, and if you were a person who already knew all the shit, then hope you had a good time anyway, because it was really fun doing this episode and talking about this stuff. And if you guys have any suggestions for us to talk about, feel free to suggest it to us, because I think there's honestly like I'll say this. Shonen Loli doesn't get enough credit for like being interesting topics. It's not just, you know, it's not just stuff to fap over, or you know, stuff to get angry over, or whatever. It's like, it's actually like very interesting. You know, there's so many things, topics to talk about it with, and we have a few things planned actually, of some deeper discussions about Shonen Loli. So that's going to be fun. But, you know, if anyone has an idea of what they'd like to talk about, feel free to suggest it, and we'll consider it. So thank you everyone for listening today, and it was a great time, and look forward to new episodes in the future. So if you want to support us and support the podcast, you can always support us on Subscribestar. And another way to help us out is to share the podcast with your friends. And of course, by that, I do not mean people who would get mad at you if you shared it to them. people with your quote unquote like-minded friends, you know, other people on Brag or whatever lolling show the community you're on, you know, stuff like that. Should probably have a good time listening to us. So yeah, thanks for coming.
Oh, I hope you guys had a good time. See you guys later.